The Gemara Daf Yomei Beis tells us the story of Tanukum Reid Zeraviyami, the Gloy Bechatar. And when he reached the city, he rendered the Psak Halacha that Mutter Lilsos Chitin BePesach. So they said to him that how is it possible? After all, isn't this the place of Rabbi Mani de Minsur? And therefore we learned in the Braisa the Talmud Al Yore B'Makom Rabbo. So the Gemara answers that he said, Lava Datoi, I was simply unaware of that fact. And certainly had I known, that I would not have issued such a Psak Halacha. So here the Gemara informs us of this Chiddush, the Talmud Al Yore Halacha Makom Rabbo. Elim kenyai rachol kimeno gimel parsos. So our Gemara tells us explicitly that there is an iser t'imara halacha makom rabo. However, this is only within gimel parsos yud beis mil. Above and beyond that, it is considered to be mutter. Tosus is bothered the maska elim ken rachol that this seems to be against the sugyan erev nadav sam of gimel amud aleph. There, the Gemara tells us the following: that Rabbi Eliezer says that lo meisu b'nei Aaron ad shahora halacha b'fnei Moshe Rabban, that the reason that Nadav and Abihu were put to death, right, was because they were mora halacha b'makom Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rava has the qualling stipulation that b'fanav osur b'chayiv misa, that if it is done in the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu, as in that case, then there's a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim. If, however, it is shalo b'fanav, then Rava says certainly it is osur, but ein chayiv misa, there is no chiyuv misa bidei shamayim. So Tosus is very bothered. The Gemara in Eirvin seems to assume that there's a categorical issa of Talmud al Yoreh b'makom rabo, and that applies whether it's b'fanav or whether it's shalo b'fanav. The difference simply is in terms of the chomer ha'issa, whether there's a chiyuv misa bidei shamayim, whether there's not. And our Gemara seems to indicate that no, the whole issa is only within gimel parsos, corresponding to, as Rashi comments, the Machne Yisrael, but chutz mi gimel parsos, it is mutter. So is there an iser chutz the gimel parsos, or is there not? That's Tosus' discussion. So our Tosus assumes the following, that there is no difference between bifanov, the term used in the sugyan erevin, as opposed to yud beis mil, it's all one and the same. And therefore that's the basis of Tosus' discussion. Right, shalo b'fanav means chutz the gimel parsos. The Gemara Erevin says that's aser, and our sugya we assume that that is considered to be mutter. So Tosus writes the following: yeah, this is all in light of our sugya, the issue of netilas rishus. The Gemara Erevin that assumes that liola maser is talking about a case of lo nachal rishus enochinami. Then there's a categorical iser of talmud al yora elim kein not rishus rabo. What happens if one is notal rishus? That's the very theme of our sugya. If one is notal rishus, then there is a difference between tov gimel parsos as opposed to chutz the gimel parsos. That's the chiddush of our Tosus. So no steer in the Gemara at all. Without netilas rishus, it is absolutely usher. Even when there is netilas rishus, then it is usher. But tov gimel parsos, chutz the gimel parsos, then in fact is considered to be mutter. Good? The difficulty then is the following. If this is true, that the difference between these sugyas is simply a function of netilas rishus, so if one is notar rishus, why should there be any iser at all? After all, the Gemara tells us in Kedush Nandav, Lamed Beis, that harav shemochal al kvodo, kvodo mochal. So therefore, I understand very well the sugyan erevin without netilas rishus that is aser, but why should one assume that netilas rishus only works chutz gimel parsos, but tov gimel parsos, that is considered to be aser? For example, the Rambam writes, Nechus Talmud Torah, Perakei Halacha Aleph, that kishem sha'adu mitzvah b'chvod aviv v'yirasa, just as there's a chiyuv regarding aviv v'imo of kavod more, kachu chayv b'chvod rabu v'yirasa, there's a comparable two-tier chiyuv when it comes to one's Rebbe as well. And the Rabbam continues, v'rabu yosra mi'aviv, and the kavod in more that one is obligated to show one's rabu mufak, right, even exceeds that of the kavod of his parents. And that's where the Rambam refers you to the Gemara that Amru Chachamim that Mora Rabbah Kemora Shamayim. And then the Rambam writes in this context of Kavod and Mora, Kol HaCholek HaRabbah KeCholek Al HaShchina. And therefore one cannot be Cholek HaRabbah. That's Halacha Aleph. Halacha Beis, the Rambam defines Ezu Cholek HaRabbah. So the Rambam writes Zesh Shekoveilo Medrash V'Yoshev Adoresh, a Tamid who sets up shop, he's Kovei Medrash and he is Doresh. And then the Rambam cites our Gemara, Va'asulad Mahoros Bifnei Rabbah L'Olam. And therefore, Talmud al Yoreh. So therefore, the Rambam writes that the halacha of Talmud HaYoreh, right, is a function of kavod. And then the difficulty is the following. So Bishlam, I certainly understand that if we're dealing with an instance where there was no Tilas Rishus, that is considered to be Asur. However, Kishon Notal Rishus, why should we assume that this Isser applies? And if it does apply, why should there be a difference between Toch Gimel as opposed to Chutz the Gimel? If Mechilos Rabo helps, let it help categorically. And if it doesn't help, let the Isser in fact remain. One possibility perhaps is the following. If you look at the Sugi and Ksuvus, the Samachim and Beis, so Gemara quotes the Chiddush of Abaye. Abaye says that Hai Milsa de Amar Rabbanan, that which the Chachamim declare, that Ha Biyata Bukutcha Lo Yishrei Inish B'Makom Rabbe, that even Biyata Bukutcha, determining whether right Kutach, right, the milchik dish is allowed to be eaten literally with an egg, right, even that the Talmud is not allowed to pass in the presence of his Rebbe. Why is that true? The Gemara says the following, that Lo Mishum Demetse Kafkarusa, it's not because it seems to be afgerusa, it is disrespectful to do so, but elam yishum delo misdayi mosel memra. But rather, Abaye says a very different reason, right? You will not be able to properly utter a psak halacha. And Abaye gives you an example. After all, that ana gamir nalei laha derav Shmuel, because I was thoroughly proficient in the halacha of Rav Shmuel. Right? That was a detailed issue the Gemara is discussing. The concept of a nekes chavero, how long does a woman's child have to be, how old does a child have to be in order to allow her to remarry? And Abaye says, I was thoroughly aware of the psak halacha of Rav and Shmuel, a 24-month period, and yet but when I render that psak halacha, right, in the makom of my Rav, right, I made a mistake regarding that psak halacha. So Abaye says the following chiddush, that the reason Talmud Ayah B'Makom Rabo is not because of Afkirusa, not just simply a function of Kibud and Moreh, but much more than that. Lo Mistele Milsa, a person is doing it in the presence of the Rebbe, so in such an instance he's not going to be able to think straight, perhaps as a function of his nervousness, maybe he's intimidated and so on, and therefore Lo Mistele Milsa, he will not be able to render a proper Psak Halacha. So Tosos comments in Ksuvus Nafsamach Abeid or Maskel Ki the following: what difference does it make whether it's an issue of Afkirusa or whether it's Lo Mistel Milsa? So Tosos writes the following: the Nafkamina Heicha Shaharav Mochel Kvodo. The Nafkamina is Mechila. Now, if you assume that Talmud Al Yerba Makom Rabo is simply an issue of Afkirusa, so in such an instance that is Nitan the Mechila. However, if you're telling me lo mistele milsa, that the issue of psak halacha b'makom rabo, the person will not be able to articulate properly, he will not render psak halacha, so in such an instance, Tosa says, if ho v'rabo etz lo mistele milsa, that is something which is absolutely not nita l'mechil at all. So that's the chiddush that Tosa writes. The Talmud or makom rabo can be out of two different possibilities. One is Mishum Afkirusa, the other is because of Lo Mistea Lenosa, Lamayin Afkamina, whether Mechila or Netilas Rishus will help. For Kavod certainly it helps, but if the concern is that Eitzel Rabba Lo Mistea Lenosa, then Netilas Rishus will not be sufficient. Good? So, apparently Tosus now is arguing as follows. Within these two reasons, one can distinguish between Tov Gimel Parsos as opposed to Chutz Legil Parsos. When do we assume that Lo Mistele Milsa, that is only if Mamish Eitzel Rabo, that is Bimekomo Sharabo, that is Tov Gimel Parsos. And that's the assumption of our Tosis that the Tilas Rishus, right, will not help at all. If it's Chutz Legil Parsos, so in such an instance, that is an issue of Afkirusa, and that's what our Tosis assumes, that Chutz Legil Parsos, Mechila and the Tilas Rishus will work. Told Gil Parsos that certainly is not the case. That's the Kiddush of our Tosis. If it's a function of Kavod, Mechila works, it's Nitan and Mechila, and the Tilas Rishus would work. If it's because of Lo Mistele Milsa, that certainly is not true. Again, as we mentioned, when you look in the Rambam and Perkei Avos Talmud Torah, the Rambam frames this entire halacha, the Kol HaCholek Al Rabo, and Oslo Adam Lahoros Bifnei Rabo, the Rambam places the entire halacha within the context of kavod and mora that one must show, right, to his really mover. The impression then, perhaps, in the Rambam Shita, is that the issue is one of kavod, not one of lo mistiel and also. If that is true, how can one understand our Kiddush of Tosfos, that Netilas Rishus works as far as one element is concerned, but it doesn't work as far as the other? For example, Chutzla Gilpar Sos Mechila works, and Toka Par Sos Mechila does not work. If Mechila works, it should work categorically. If not, then it should not work at all. How do you understand that mid-ground, that as far as A, Chutzla Gilpar Sos, it's Nitan Mechila, but not as far as Tov Gimel Parsons? So the Gemara tells us in Kiddush Nandav, Mamabeis Mabeis, the following. That's the makar of this Kiddush Rav Yosef, that Rav Shemachalav Kvodo Kvodomachal. Why is that true? Rav Yosef says, after all, something that you possess is Nitan Mechila. And that's the Kiddush Rav Yosef, the Torah Dilehi. The Torah is the possession of the Talmud Chacham. That's the pasuk in the very beginning of Sefer Tilim, Umisaraso Yehege Yaman Balayla. The pasuk refers to Torah as being that which the Chacham acquires, and since it is that which is his, therefore it is Nitan the Mechila. So the Gemara gives us, however, the following story. The Gemara says that Rava Mashki Behi Lulabre, that Rava, what was pouring the drinks at the Chasna of his son. So he poured a drink for Rav Mari, and he poured a drink for Rav Pinchas, brother of Chizka. And when he went to pour them the drink, lo kamu mikame, they didn't stand up in the presence of Rava. So the Gemara says that Ikva, that Rava was angered, he was upset that they didn't stand in his presence when he was pouring the drink. Good. The Gemara quotes a similar story. The Gemara says that Rav Papa also was mashki behi lula da ava mar brei. Rav Papa also was pouring drinks at the chasna of his son, and he poured a drink for Rav Yitzchak Breid Rav Yehuda. In the same instance, lo kamu kamei, when he was pouring, he just sat there. And Ikbud and Rav Papa was angered as well. Good, so the Gemara is very bothered. Now, obviously, that Rav Shemachal Kvodo Kvodo Machal, the Shita Rav Yosef. And therefore, if he was Mochel on his Kavod, and he was willing to serve as the Sarah Mashkim, so why is it that he should be angered that they didn't respond by standing in his presence? So the Gemara answers with the following Kiddush, that good, Rav Shemachal Kvodo Kvodo Machal. But the Gemara says the following, but afilo hachi, that hidur mevad bo, some degree of hidur is necessary. See, even though technically speaking, the Rav Shemachal Kvodo Kvodo Machal, but nonetheless, vahadarto p'nei zaken, some level of hidur is required. So good. So he had a right to mochan his kavod and to serve the Talmud, but nonetheless, the Talmud still should have exhibited some measure of kavod. So how do you understand that Kiddush of the Gemara? The true, it's nitan the mechila, but nonetheless, that hidur mevet bo, that some level of hidur must be expressed. Is this the shura sadin? So the Gemara is telling us the nimer shura sadin. How do you understand this? So if you look in the Rambam, Perakei Halachi Yir Aleph, the Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam tells us the following. Beharav hamuvok shirata limcha kvodo, if the Rebbe Muvok determines that he wants to mochel his kavod, whether it is b'chol hadvarim, whether it's categorically, or whether it's the echad mehen, or whether it's in one respect, whether it's the chol talmidav, whether it's for all of his talmidim, or whether it's the talmid echad, then I'm right, or shus v'yando. Like Rabbi Yosei, harav shemachal kvodo, kvodo mochel. Interesting diuk in Rambam. Rambam writes, Rav Hamuvak Shirata Limcha. The Rebbe Muvak has the right to be Mochel. The Kesemishin is trouble. No? Why does the Rambam write Rav Hamuvak? The Kesemishin assumes the Ribusanaka. Afilu the Rabba Muvak. No? A Talmud Chover, right? A Stam Rebbe, a Talmud Chacham, certainly has the right to be Mochel. The Rambam is telling you a Chiddush that even the Rebbe Muvak has the right to be Mochel as well. That's how Kesemishin understands that Diuk and Rambam, Harav Hamuvok Shirakolim. But then the Rambam adds the following, V'yafal Pi Shemachal, even though that's true, the Rav Shemachal Kodol Kodol Mokol, nonetheless, Chayiv HaTalmid Lahadro, V'afidu B'Shosh Shemachal. And even if there is mechila, but nonetheless the Talmud still has to act with deference. The Rambam writes, this is not the name of Shurus Adin. Right? This is the Shurus HaHalacha. And therefore, Rav and Rav Papa were disturbed because the Halacha demands that even though Rav Shemachal Torah Kolamachal, it works for A, it doesn't work for B. Nonetheless, Chayiv HaTalmud Lahavim. So how do you understand that split? That one aspect is Nitana Mechila, another aspect is not. And furthermore, that diuk in the Rambam, why the Rambam quotes this halacha regarding Rabba Mufak, Shemakla Kodo Kodo Malko. Does the Rambam mean to say even, as Kesa Mishnah assumes? Or perhaps one could argue the Rambam is telling us exclusively that Mechila only works when it comes to the Rav HaMuvak and not when it comes to Stam Chacham. What is the basis of that distinction? So the Brisker Rav, the very first piece, the Chiddush HaGris on the Rambam, writes the following. In dealing with this concept of Kavod and Moreh, there are two very different halachas. Halacha number one is the following. The halacha of Kibud and Moreh, the Rav HaMuvak. And that is a function of relationship. Function of the relationship of the Rebbe and the Talmud. That's a chiyuv ha-Talmud li-Rabbo. There's certain shibudim, for example, that a child has to a parent. There's certain shibudim that a Talmud has to Rabbo Muvak. Then there is a second halacha that this Rav explains. Lahadir Talmud Chacham. A person is one shekana chachma. It's a person that I have no relationship with. It is not a function of the fact that I am a Talmud Muvak, that the Rov Tarasi Mimenu, but simply a mitzvah, Lahadir Talmud Chacham. That is not a function of me as a Talmud, him as a Rebbe, but rather that simply is a mitzvah ba'alma. In fact, Tosus comments that these two halachos emanate from two different psukim. Tosfos and Bava Kamma, Daf Mem Aleph Mudbeis, is bothered by the following. The Gemara quotes the pasuk of Es Hashem Lokech Atira. So that's the sugya in the Gemara, Bava Kamma, Daf Mem Aleph Mudbeis, Es L'Rabos Tamidi Chacham. That's the Kiddush, the Gemara, that Mora Rabbah is Gemara Shemaim. Es L'Rabbos Tamidei Chachamim. Es Hashem L'Kech Atim. So Tosus is bothered. If that's true, that if Mora Talmud Chacham is comparable to Mora Shemaim, Es Hashem L'Kech Atim, so therefore, why is it necessary if they say B'Tokum V'Hadarta Pnei Zokim? That's Tosus' kasha. You need a pasuk that one must see Machabit Talmud Chacham. V'hadarta p'nei zakein. What do you mean, hadarta p'nei zakein? Kamara shemaim. No? Es Hashem lo kechatim, rabos tim nechachamim. So Tosus writes, there must be two tiers. The halach of Es Hashem lo kechatim, rabos tim nechachamim, Tosus says that's referring to one of two possibilities. Number one, Tosus says that means rabo muvak. Number two, Tosus writes, a further kiddush, a Rav Muflag. It's an important Kiddush as well. Gadol Hador, a Rav Muflag. You may not have any personal kesher with him, but that's the drasha of Es Hashem Lokech Atira. Either Rabo Muflag or Rav Muflag. That's not the pasuk of Hadarta Pnei Zakim. Hadarta Pnei Zakim is referring to a Stam Chacham. For that, we would not apply the principle of Es Hashem Lokech Atira. There we don't assume that Mor Rabbah is Kamar Shemaim, but nonetheless, Hidur is required. Two different psukim entirely. Rav writes, these are two fundamentally different halachos. The halach of Es Hashem Lokech Atira is uniquely true when it comes to Rav HaMuvak. That is a function of your relationship as Talmud. And obviously, that is a significantly more demanding chiyuv than just simply hadarta pnei zakin. Hadarta pnei zakin has nothing to do with my relationship with that individual, but rather that is a mitzvah ba'olam. The halacha of Mor Rab of Kamara Shemayim is comparable to Kibra Ve'im. Right? That's not an objective standard of kavod, but certainly a function of the relationship. Others don't have to show that honor to these individuals. I have to because they are my parents. I have to because this is my Rebbe Muva. That's the comment of kavod and Mora. So the Brisk Rav writes the following Yiddish, that any halacha that emanates from the first halacha, kavod in mora betoras rabu muva, that is nitan l'mechila. A chiyuv that is not objectively, that the Torah says that kavod chacham requires some measure of kavod, but rather this person does because of his unique relationship with you, that is nitan l'mechila. So a parent can be mochel on their kavod. A Rabbi Muva can be mochel on his kavod. But the base tier of kavod, v'hadarta pnei zakin, is not because of his interpersonal relationship with you, but rather that is the mitzvah ba'alma of hadarta pnei zakin. That is not mitzvah mechila. So that's the Brisk Rav explains at length. So you have to look in the Rambam, and you have to see which halachos emanate from the unique relationship of Rebbe Muva, which halachos are a function of Stam Chacham. That first category is Nitan L'Mechila. The second category is not Nitan L'Mechila whatsoever. So the Brisk Rav points out, if you look in the Rambam, Perakei, Perakvav, about the Stam Torah, standing in the presence of one Rebbe. The Rambam writes there's a difference. If it's Rabbi Mufa, then it's Melo Einav. No? Whenever the Rebbe is in line of vision, one is obligated to stand. If it's Stam Chacham Vadarta B'Zakein, then Tov Dad Amos. A Chacham comes right in my close proximity, then I'm obligated to stand. That's the Chiddush that the Brisk Rav points out. That additional tier of chiyuv, that's nitan l'mechila, but the base level of hadarta pnei zakein, that is not nitan l'mechila at all. And one of the halachos of stam chacham is sarech lahadro. It's very meduyik what the Gemara says. That's the pasuk of hadarta pnei zakein. The Tosfos writes the pasuk of stam chacham. The Brisk Rav writes that's exactly how the Rambam understands, right? Those stories in Kedushin, Daf Amud Beis and Beis. The good Rava could use his discretion in being mochel on his kavod b'toras Rabbi Muva, but that did not exempt Rav Mari or a Pinchas Breid Rav Chisda from the base level of v'hadarta pnei zakein. And that's exactly what the Gemara says. Good Rav Shemacha Korokoramacho. But Afilohoche, Hidur Never Bo. That level of Hidur, Hadarta Bnei Zakein, that is required. And them standing in the presence of the Rebbe, when the Rebbe is in that close proximity, that's not a halacha of Rav Muva. That's a halacha of Stam Chacham. That is not Nitan L'Mechila. That's the Chiddush the Brisk Rav points out. No? If that's the case, very meduyak. That's the case the Mishnah suggests. When the Rambam quotes the halacha of Rav Shemacha Korokoramacha, the Rambam writes, Harav Hamuvhak Shiracha Limcha. No? Not Litosefes, Ribusanaka. Even, it means no only. Right? A Rav Muvhak that one is obligated in, Tosefes, Covenant Mora. That is Nitan the Mechila. But that is not true when it comes to the very minimal, the basic level of kavod and mora of v'hadarta pnei zakein. That is not nitan l'mechila at all. Moshe l'mahadar v'dome. Let's assume kibra v'im is nitan l'mechila. But that doesn't allow for everything. that one would not allow Rabbi Manuel Hassan to be mevaza parents simply because they're mocha on their kavod. It means that the shibud that the Torah demands of kavod and mora above and beyond is nitan lemechira, but that based here certainly is not. So take a look. That's the chiddush that Rishon Rav writes. Two halachos of Rebbe Stam, of Rav Muvach, what is or what is not nitan lemechila. Perhaps just within this context of two halachos, one yes, which is nitan lemechila, one is not, perhaps one could argue that this distinction is also relevant for Talmud al Yoreh b'makom Rabo. Is there a difference, as our Gemara says, between Tov Gimel as opposed to Chutzla Gimel? Our Gemara says absolutely. And what is that difference? Tosfos writes the Chiddush that there's a chiyuv in either place, but Netilas Rishus Mechila only works Chutzla Gimel, not Tov Gimel. Maybe that's exactly the Chiddush, right? Based on these two halachos, to be Mora Halacha. Chutz l'makom rabba, meaning chutz l'gimel parsos, that is the Tosefes chiyuv, which is nitan l'mechila. For one to be mora halacha mamish b'makom rabba, maybe one could argue that that is ke'ein bizui rabba, and that does not nitan l'mechila. Not every aspect of kavod and mora rabba mubak is nitan l'mechila. That which is perceived as being degrading or debasing certainly is not nitan l'mechila. So Tosfos says to be kovei medrash chutz l'gimel parsos. No, so that's nitan l'mechila. Mashen came ba'asrei d'rabba. While the Rebbe is alive, while the Rebbe is functioning to set up shop, so in such an instance, that is considered to be a breach of the perhaps minimal level of kavod which is necessary, which is not nitan l'mechila. Not exactly comparable to briskarav. Briskarav distinguishes between rabo mufak as opposed to stam chacham. Here, even within rabo mufak, one could distinguish between, right, a level of tosefes of kavod and mora, which is nitan l'mechila, as opposed to that which has the appearance of bizayim. That is not nitan l'mechila. Where do you draw the line? So Tosfos says that's exactly the chiddush of Gimel Parsaos. For someone to be Mora Halacha in the Machne Yisrael, the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's more than simply a breach of Kavod. Right? That indiscretion is a function of being Mevanza Moshe Rabbeinu, Chayav Misa. That is not Nitan L'Mechila. And perhaps therefore the Sugyan Erevin is referring to Shalobafanov, that's considered to be Asa. Our Gemara assumes that no, that Shalobafanov is Mutter, that's all if there's Netilas Rishus. Otherwise, that is not the case. So that's one possibility. Why is it again that Tosus will distinguish between Toch and Chutz? One possibility is based on the Gemara in Ksuvas Nafsamov. That's not a function of Kavod. All those elements of Kavod are Nitzan and Mechila, but Lo Mistel and Osa. Right, in the presence of the Rebbe, you're not going to think straight. You'll be intimidated. And that's not Nitan l'Mechila. Or no, even within the levels of Kibbutz and Moreh, maybe that is understandable as well. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos and our Sugya. If you look in the Ritva, in the Sugya in Erevin, Ritva quotes the Shita Saraivin. Somewhat similar to Tosfos, but with an important difference about halacha, where the Ravid writes the following, that our sugi in Sanhedrin is me'ikar hadin. The ikar hadin of Talmud al-Yoreh b'makom rabo is dafka b'fanav. B'fanav means talking of ourselves. Chutz l'gimel parsos, there's no halacha me'ikar hadin of Talmud al-Yoreh b'makom rabo. That's limited to gimel parsos. That's the din d'oraisa, no? That's what the Gemara says, Nodav Naviyu, Chayev Misa B'nei Shamayim. That's the din d'oraisa. That our Gemara agrees, and the Gemara Evin agrees as well. But story doesn't end there. No, what does our Gemara say? That there was a separate Gzeira that was added. No? The Gzeira of Rebbe. Talmud al Yorah, Elim Kain, Notol Rishus Merabo. No? That is even Chutz Medina Parsos. Right? The Gemara gave us several stories. May Beitzin, May Bitsoin, Atos and Hora. And therefore the Gemara says, Talmud al Yorah. Because the Rebbe has to make sure that one can articulate. That's only B'tol Gimel Parsos. Of course not. That problem, may Beitz, may Bitzayim, is even Chutz to Gimel Parsos. So the Rebbe writes very simply, there are two halachos. There's the Din D'Oraisa, there's the Din D'Rabbanan. The Din D'Oraisa, the Ikar HaDin, is only within B'tol Gimel Parsos. That's Machane Yisrael. But then Rebbe declared the Gzeira of Talmud al Yorah Elim Kein Notar Shusir Rabo. Because it's not enough to be proficient. You have to be able to communicate as well. That obviously is relevant even Chutz L'Gil Parsos. And that is the Gzeirat Rabbanah. When does Netilas Rishus work? No, so very simply. No, that's what the Rabbi writes. As far as the Gzeirat Rabbi, of course Netilas Rishus works. Talmud al Yorah Eli'im Kein not Rishus Mirabo. But Netilas Rishus, will not necessarily be the same regarding Dikar Hadin. So that's simply. Our Gemara here, Talmud Yorah, is Dikar Din D'Oraisa. Then our Gemara adds a separate layer, right, of a Gzeira Rebbe, and that's exactly the Gemara Erevin. The Rebbe says, Lachar, Gzeira Rebbe. That Bifanav, Gimel Parsos, Chayiv Misa. Shalom Bifanav, it's Osir, meaning the Isir D'Rabbanan as a result of the Gzeiras Rebbe. Similar to the Sheet of Tosas, that Netilas Rishus will work at times, and other times it would not. The only difference somewhere between them is the following. According to Tosas' Chiddush, if there is no Netilas Rishus, what does our Tosfos assume? That there is an Isser Chutz Megil Parsos Meikar Hadin. No? Let's assume that Talmud is Mora Halacha Chutz Megil Parsos B'li Rishus. What did he violate? According to our Tosfos, that's part of Meikar Hadin. Told Gil Parsos is Chayiv Misa. Chutz Gil Parsos, there's an Isser Meikar Hadin, but it's Nitan Mechila. But Kol Zman Shlo Nota Rishus, when it's violating Vikar Din D'Oraisa. According to the Rav, that's not true at all. According to the Rav, it's Chiddush Belina Tinas Rishus. If a person with Mora Halacha Chutz Gil Parsos, what is he violating? The Gzeira Rebbe. Talmud al Yorah Elim Kein Notar Rishus Mirabo. The Ikar Hadin D'Oraisa is limited to Mamish B'Makom Rabo of Tokyo for ourselves, B'Fanav. See, even though they are quite similar, that Netilas Rishus will help Chutz, but not help within, that need for Netilas Rishus, Chutz and Gil Parsos, is very different from Tosfos and the Raivin. Whether that's a result of the Gzeirat Rabbanan, or whether that's a result of Ikar Hadin, of Talmud Rabo, B'Makom Rabo. Both Tosfos and the Raivit assume, and this is the basis of their kasha, that the term in Erevin and the term in Sanhedrin are one and the same. What is the term in Erevin? Gimel Parsos. And what is the term? Tharsugin. What is the term in Erevin? Bifanav. No? Our Tosfos assumes, right, that Bifanav means B'tol Gimel Parsos. The Chiddush Sheheran in Arsugin. And this is also the Tshuva Sarashman, Chelak Aleph and Tshuva Kufyam Aleph, writes that that's the secret, right, to this Alkash of Tosos. That you cannot equate what the Gemara says in Erevin Bifanav as opposed to what our Gemara says of Yud Beis Mil, Gimel Parsos. When the Gemara in Erevin says Bifanav Chayev Misa, what does that mean? Bifanav Mamish. Then there's a Chayev Misa. When the Gemara in Erevin says Shelo Bifanav Asun, but there is no Chayev Misa, what does that mean? Shelo Bifanav but Bitoch Gilap our souls. There's no kasha whatsoever. Chutz the Gilap our souls is our Gemara. That is Heter Gomor. Toch Gilap our souls, that depends. If it is Toch Gimel, it is Aser. If it's Mamish Bifanav, that degree of Bizayam, that is the Chiv Misa B'Rishamayim. And the Gemaras are saying one of the same Kiddush. There's no steer whatsoever. This is also what you find in Tshuvas HaRivash and Simen Reish Ayin Aleph. The Tshuvas HaRashba Kukir Aleph and the Tshuvas HaRivash Reish Ayin Aleph are explicit that if the Rebbe is noten Rishus, so mutter lahoros afilu tokim parsos, unlike Artosus. Artosus, who assumes that Bifanav and Gil Parsos are the same, is forced to limit the Tidas Rishus to Chutz the Gil Parsos. Once you assume that's not the case at all, say Nachinami, there's no need to resolve the sugyas. And therefore, Nachinami, that once there is the Tidas Rishus, Heter Gomor. Why is that true? Because Rav Shemachal Kvodo Kvodomachu. This is the Ha'ar of the Shaf, that the Raman Yerodeya, Reish Mem Beis, Siv Dalet, writes that Afilu Netilas Rishus Lamahani B'Sol Gimel Parsos. That's our Tosus. That there's a limit to Netilas Rishus as well. Even the Netilas Rishus only suspends that which is a function of Kavod Mora, not Stanya Milsa. Or even within Kavod Mora, as you suggest, the different degrees, it will not allow for that which is perceived as being Bizayam. And the Shach and Siv Katan Dalet is Ma'orir. This is all based on Tosus. But the Shita Sarayva, the Shita Sarashva, Shita Srivash, the Shach mentions all by name. Netilas Rishus will work even with Yim Gimel Parsos as well. All three of these possibilities, Tosus, the Ravid, the Kiddush, the Rashba, the Rivash, are not distinguishing within the caliber of Talmud Chacham. This is a separate teretz that the Chiddush Haran mentions in our sugya. Who says that the Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, are referring to the same type of chacham? After all, we just discussed the Tosus Mavakam Daf Mem Aleph. What is true of either Rav Muvak or Rav Muflag is not true of a Talmud Chaver. Therefore, the Chiddush Haran writes that the Gemara in Erevin, whatever is derived from Moshe Rabbeinu, that's Rav Muvak, that's Rav Muflag. That is a categorical iser. Tok gimel, chutz le gimel. When does our Gemara say that this is forbidden if it's tok gimel, but chutz le gimel is considered timutter? That is referring to a talmid chaver. A talmid chaver, I have no obligation chutz le gimel ourselves. But if it, this is mekomo, then Tokyo Prasos, that is considered to be awesome. Just as we suggested, and Tosus the difference. Right, the Chiddush and the Gemara Chiddush, the Chiddush of Riskarav, the Chiddush run right, that's the difference between Talmud Muvak as opposed to a Talmud Chaver. What exactly is the difference between a Talmud Gomor as opposed to a Talmud Chaver? The Beis Yosef, and that's Simon, Reish Mem Beis, pose two possibilities. One possibility is Rav Chaf Masa Mimena, Talmud Gomor is the one who's responsible for your training, for Rav Chachmasa, as opposed to a Talmud Chaver. Beis Yosef quotes another possibility. This is found in the Maharik, in Shoresh Kuf Ayin. This is what the Rambam quotes. In Reish Mem Beis and Siv Zayin. The Karov Lihios Gadol Karavo. If you're in the same league. If it's a colleague, you're in the same league. So then that's a Talmud Chaver. If you're dealing with a Rav Mufla, one who towers above you, that is considered to be a Talmud Gomor. Talmud Gomor b'Torah is Rabba Muflug in the sense of Rav Chachamasimenu, or Rabba Muflug in the sense that unless man the poly, that Chacham is the world beyond. And that's the difference that the Ran writes. That's the Drush of Moshe Rabbeinu. And there's no cap of Gimel Parsos. We mentioned when the Rambam quotes this halacha, Yochos Tamei Torah Perakei Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes, Deizel Cholek Al Rabo. So the Rambam writes, somewhat unusual application, Zeshe Koveilo Medrash, V'yoshev V'doresh Umalamed. Koveilo Medrash. But a person who establishes a yeshiva, right, he sits, Yoshe Vidore Shimalame. That is considered to be Cholek Araba. And that the Rambam writes is Apo Pisha Rabba the Medina Acheres. What is the Rambam emphasizing? Zeshe Kovelo Medrash. As opposed to what? Apparently, as opposed to. Right. A horab the mikra bahama, an isolated horab. Cholei horab, the Rambam writes, is kovel medrash. To do so b'kviyus, to do so ba'akroi, horab the mikra bahama. Apparently, that is not the case. Why is it that the Rambam distinguishes between akroi as opposed to kovel medrash? The Kesef Mishnah suggests that what's driving the Rambam is this Kasha and Tosus. How to resolve the Gemara in Erevin with the Gemara in Sanhedrin? When does the Gemara in Erevin tell us, the Halacha of Rava, that there's a categoricalism that exists even chutz the Yom Parsaos? That the Rambam writes is Lahoros Bekvius, Kovelo Medrash. Yoshe v'dore shelo b'rishus rabo af al pi sh'rabo v'medina acheres. Because the Mishnah suggests that that is not the same as our Gemara. Talmud al yore does not mean kovelo medrash. That's referring to, right, simply a horab derech mikre ba'akroi. And that's when the Gemara writes, it depends. That is forbidden if it's told Gimel Parsos. If it's chutz the Gimel Parsos, so that is considered timutter. The Rambam doesn't spell that out explicitly, but the fact that the Rambam emphasizes Kovelo Medrash, Keshe Mishnah writes, that's to resolve these two sins. The Mordechai and Erevin, and that's Sugi and Absama Gimel. Suggest simply the following teretz. Sometimes chutz migil parsos is also, and sometimes chutz migil parsos is mutter. The Gemara Erevin says it's aser. Our Gemara says that it's mutter. When aser, when mutter? Very simply, the only time that it's aser is dafka rogil rabo lavo. Right now the Rebbe is chutz gil parsos. But does the Rebbe frequent the location of the Talmud? In other words, the Mordechai assumes if Rogel Rambalovo, So that al pidin is considered to be comparable to Tov Gimel Parsos. The only time we assume that Chutz the Gimel Zasser is when that area is frequented by the Rebbe. If it's in a regular level, it's in such a case, that's Mamish Chutz the Gimel Parsos. And that, right, is the distinction of Arsim. Even though Tosfos doesn't spell out explicitly, there might be another factor that's relevant for our Tosfos as well, and that is the type of Vora. Our Tosfos distinguishes between Atilas Rishus as opposed to Lono Atal Rishus. Does it matter whether the Pesach Halach is something which is less Beichidish, what the Gemara calls Biyat HaBekutcha, or whether we're talking about a Hora B'derech Chidish? We'll see when we do the sugya of a Dayan Shetta, for example. Not every decision of the din is called a hora. The person, for example, is told Bidra Mishnah, such a case, that may not be considered to be a hora at all. If it's a Tos and Shikladas, that's a hora. An appropriate hora sometimes, an inappropriate hora. Same thing is true, for example, when it comes to Zakein Mamre. As Zakeh Mamre discussed, is one who is more elastic can get a Sanhedrin. What does it mean to be a Hora? We pointed out Kiddush A in the Rambam, some of the Sanhedrin. Number two, it has to be something which is Torah Shebal Peh. The person will tell you something which is explicitly against Torah Sheb itself. It's not considered to be a Hora. That's what the Gemara calls a Dabar Shahat Tzedukim Modimba. Even a Tzeduki knows that, no? It's Torah Sheb itself, it's black and white. It's not called a Hora. Is there any distinction in Tosfos as to the quality of the Hora? Whether you're dealing with the Dvar Chiddush, Shikul Hadas, or whether you're dealing with the Hora that is that which is obvious. So perhaps that also was considered to be a factor. If you look at the first Kash of Tosfos, in our Sugya, Eliam Kain Rachok Yemenu, seems a little bit difficult, no? What does our Gemara say? That a Talmud Al Yore, B'makom Rambo. And that means go up ourselves. If it's chutzke for ourselves, then it's mutter. So Tosfos is bothered, not with Tosfos' kasha. V'hadzeg ra perakadon. Afilu biyata b'kutcha. Bayim eim rab chista, kula shanid rabuna. V'lo ori. What exactly is Tosfos' kasha? Our Gemara says that within Tov Gimel Osir, chutzke gimel tzmutter. So Tosfos says, and I want you to know that which the Gemara says in Erevin, that Rav Chisda did not render the Psak Halacha. Right, while Rav Huna was there, while Huna was alive, I want you to know that Hasam Befun of Mamish, Erevin. That's referring to Befun of Mamish. What was the question? What was the teretz of Tosfos? Well, what was troubling Tosfos, no? Our Gemara says that there's an Isra Chutzig of ourselves. Talk of ourselves. That is Aser. Chutzke of ourselves is Mutter. Good. So Tosfos says, and therefore I want you to know the fact that Rav Chisda did not render a Psak Halacha b'shnei d'Rav Huna. Well, what's the problem? And the answer is the fun of. What was the kasha? What was the teretz? Tosfos, no? I want to say very simply. But the fact that Rav Chisda did not render a Psak Halacha b'shnei d'Rav Huna was exactly what our Gemara says. Right? Because Tov Gimel Parsos is Osir. Why does Tosfos say, no, that was Befun of, what does Befun of Mamish mean in Tosfos? Gimel Parsos? If you look, for example, in the Sefer Chamra V'Chai, and he points out that that's not what it seems in Tosfos. The fun of Mamish here means more parcels. That's all Tosfos is saying. The fact that Rav Chisda didn't paskin the presence of Rav Huna means Tokyo parcels. Hasam, the fun of Mamish. So he suggests the following Chiddush. Our Gemara says that Talmud al Yore, the Makom Rabbah, Talmud al Yore, Hora, implies some Gemar Chidush. That it was a Rab, a Shikal Hadas. Not a case of Mamash Advar Mishnah. That's how wrong. What's the difficulty? The Gemara in Erevin says that Rav Chisda was not even willing to render any judgment afilu biyata v'kutcha. That's what troubles Tosfos. Is biyata v'kutcha called hara? I understand the Gemara says tam lo yara halacha makom rabo. But the Gemara says Rav Chisda was not even willing to state that biyata v'kutcha. As soon as Rashi writes that an egg is parv, how can that be? That's called a hora. That is what Tosfos answers. That's what the Chamar V'Chai understands our Tosfos. That hasam b'fanav mamish. That is mamish b'fanav. Gimel Parsels is referring to hora. What about a milsa de pshita? That Rav Chisda maintained is usher if it's the fun of mamish. Unless it's, for example, a fushim isura, the next osus. Because man that is not a fushim isura, even a milsa de pshita should not be rendered the fun of mamish. That's a further degree, a further chiddush at osus. Biyaka b'kutcha is usher b'fana. Hora? So, that depends on Tokim as opposed to Chutzpah Gimel. And that's the Chiddush of Tosfos, that there Netilas Rishus plays a role. Why should there be a distinction between Befanav as opposed to Shelo Befanav? The issue of Biyata Bekutcha. Perhaps this gets back to what we described earlier, that Sugyan Ksuvas and Dav Samach. The Gemara mentioned the two different possibilities of why Tam Le Rabbe Makom Rabbe. One is Afgirusa, Chutzpah Aza. The other is Lo Misteya Milsa. What are Nafkaminas of Afgirusa as opposed to Lo Misteya Milsa? So one Nafkamina Tosfos pointed out is Netilas Rishus. Good. Netilas Rishus is only going to help if we're talking about Kavo, Afgirusa. If you're talking about Lo Misteya Milsa, Netilas Rishus is not relevant. Perhaps another nafkamina is biyata b'kutcha. What happens if it's not an issue of hora shikol hadas? It's simply a milsa de pshita. Are you going to argue then as well lo misteya milsa? The person is going to be so intimidated. You're going to say, "Do I have to put on tefillin today?" He's going to say, "Yes or no." Make a mistake in that judgment. A milsa de pshita. Maybe one could suggest the following. If you're dealing literally biyata b'kutcha in the sense, not as Tosfos says, the lamdus of biyata b'kutcha, but the simple understanding of biyata b'kutcha, milsa de pshita, that we're not concerned about lo misteya l'milsa, that we're concerned about afkirusa. It's inappropriate to even render such a statement if the Rebbe is present. But that perhaps is the Chiddush of Tosfos. That is the fun of mamish. You're here, right? And the Rebbe is here. The simple question is asked, why should you say yes, even to the simplest of issues? So maybe that's the Chiddush, the first half of our Tosfos. Again, otherwise it's difficult to understand what was troubling Tosfos and what's the terrorist. Why did Tosfos think there's a steer between Argamar and Erevin? The Tosfos had to resolve the fun of mamish. That sounds like the fun of mamish as opposed to Gimel Parsels. So maybe that's the Chiddush of Tosfos. That Gimel Parsels, as he mentioned, is because of Lo Misteya L'Milsa. And that's exactly as Tosfos says in the end, that that's not Nitzan the Mechila. But Bamed Vram Amurim, a Tos, B'Shikul Adav, that's Lo Misteya L'Milsa. But Tosfos prefaces by saying, if the Gemara is going to tell us, Biyata B'Kutcha, so that is Mishum Kavon Rabba. That, right? So it's the fun of mamish. And that's where Rav Chisda would not render any decision in the presence of Rav Huna. So maybe Tosus acknowledges that not only is Chutz the Gimel and Tov Gimel, right, but also the quality of the Huna that also is considered to be that which is a relevant factor. If you haven't yet seen, take a look at that Chiddush of the Briskerot, right, with the two halachos, the Dam Rebbe as opposed to Rebbe Mufa. Okay, and tomorrow Shir will, maybe just a few short ha'aras, that small tosis of Rebbe Chazia. Shir tosis raises with Akko, Chutar, Tez Yisrael, but then the main sugi will do, we touched this before, of the Shnayim Shadana, where the Gemara says, Adaita de Gimliya Sina. You know? What exactly does that mean? That if you started with three, everyone agrees, even Shmuel, that the Gemara did must be with three as well. Right, we suggested a great Kiddush in the Rambam sheet earlier. No, Ora as opposed to Sakalof of Bezdin. Right, so take a look. Review what we did in the earlier Shiurim. Right, and take a look at the Rishonim simply in this line of the Gemara. Nekara died to the Tlasin Yisrael.